Hello, everybody. I'm Paul Menzel.
And I'm Jim Conlon, and we're the Old Dogs.
If you've got about 20 minutes, grab a cup of coffee, pull up a chair, and join us.
In this episode, the Old Dogs ramble about us versus them. We bring you more thoughts from Kathleen O'Brien, our Chief Aging Officer. We celebrate the life of Jimmy Buffett. We humiliate the older old dog, again. And we discuss life events that could change your personality. The Old Dogs Conversation once again features the sage of the current generation of college grads, Savannah Menzel, with tips on how geezers can profit from social media. Stay with us. Well, Paul, it's that time again. What the heck is on your mind?
Well, I'm always willing to share what's on my mind, Jim, as you well know, and you may want to quit encouraging me from time to time.
Maybe tomorrow.
We had a pod nugget in our episode today that dealt with a disagreement between liberals and conservatives in Oregon.
Yeah.
And that kind of raised the thought of how polar disagreements have become in this country, and is termed us's and them's, right?
Yeah.
The us's, meaning you and I, of course, are always right, and the them's are always wrong.
They're wrong.
Yeah. And so as long as we're thinking about it being a dichotomy like that, it's going to be really hard to get any kind of disagreement settled, you know?
Well, you're wrong.
So that makes me a them.
So how do we get past this? I know that there are
certain... Well, I'll tell you one thing is we could change the pronouns.
Okay.
Instead of us and them, make it he and that. I don't know. So it's the he versus the that.
The star-bellied sneeches versus the sneeches without stars on their bellies.
And there's another possibility, too, and that is find more subjects that both sides can agree on.
Okay, right? Yeah. All right, like what? Give me an example.
Pepperoni pizza.
Oh.
Who doesn't like pepperoni pizza? Well, so, you know, like maybe a new bill that's coming up that's contentious, call it the pepperoni bill.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll vote for that thought anyway.
You know, there are probably lots of legislation items that don't necessarily have to affect government that they could vote on, like lunch. They could vote on lunch. In the House, right?
Sure.
Who wants pepperoni and who wants pineapple? Oh, and then they would have...
There's us and them again. Oh, blew that one.
Oh, no.
I'm suggesting find maybe topics like Mary Tyler Moore and just name bills after her. Mary Tyler Moore, education bill. Okay. Oh, yeah, let's vote for that.
I like that idea. Yeah, if you give it a name that everybody loves... And who doesn't love Mary Tyler Moore? So attach that to a bill, right?
Yeah. Or the mom and apple pie infrastructure mm-hmm. bill. I'm from mom.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. That's the answer. Who wants to write to our congressperson?
Oh, and suggest this idea?
I think it's a great idea.
We're in Texas, Jim. I just want to point that out. We're not sure that our representatives can hear clearly, but it's worth a try. Again, here's another area of disagreement, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Hey, they're boomers.
Yeah.
They're our kind of people.
And they're even older than we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the Rolling Stones same-sex marriage bill. And I'm going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, that's fantastic.
I love it.
And now more thoughtful commentary from Kathleen O'Brien, author of Reclaim Your Right to Grow Old and the website Grow Old, Be Happy.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm addicted to cat videos. Okay, before you switch back to your audiobook, hear me out. First of all, I am not alone. Millions of people have fallen prey, just like the mice in your garage, to the ingeniousness of felines. After all, cat videos are a favorite punchline in newspaper comics, i.e., The reason people can't get anything done at work anymore is the proliferation of kitty antics captured on cell phones. I used to laugh at that notion. Really? People can't stop themselves from watching these videos? But it's no laughing matter. Actually, it is. At the end of the day, I curl up in bed with my cell phone and scroll endlessly through Instagram postings from the likes of cat maniacs, nutty cats, cat daddy, cat mommy, cat granny, Catman Chris, Catman Jake, Catman's cat. And I laugh hysterically. My husband hates it. He can hear me in the other room, and I know he's rolling his eyes. But if you could see this stuff, cats knocking vases, off of tables, cats pouncing on cats pouncing on dogs, cats skidding around corners at a cocktail party, cats knocking over TVs, cats pulling down curtains, cats sending jigsaw puzzles flying, singing cats, dancing cats, even cats watching videos of other cats. When my husband finally turns off the TV and comes into the bedroom, I'm still laughing. Tears are running down my face, and I know my eyes will be puffy in the morning because of all the laughing the night before. Then I can't go to sleep because I still see cat videos in my head. I know. I need help. I need to go to cat video rehab, a quiet place with no cell phones, and therapy dogs, because dogs are nearly as funny as cats. But then I worry, what are we going to do about the cats who can't stop watching videos?
Jimmy Buffett has reached his last change in latitude. He died September 1st, 2023, at the age of 76, surrounded by family, friends, his dogs, and lots of music.
His blend of beach bum soft rock and easygoing lifestyle was turned into a billion-dollar empire of restaurants, resorts, clothing stores, and packed concerts.
He was often trashed by critics who found his catalog lightweight. But he was loved by his legion of fans called Parrotheads, who showed up at concerts with headwear that featured parrots, sharks, or cheeseburgers, and wearing loud Hawaiian shirts.
He was a man who always seemed to be enjoying himself. From the tributes that poured in from unlikely sources, he was one of the good guys. And of course, thanks to Buffett, there are very few folks between 20 and 80 that can't sing Margaritaville.
Here is a toast to Jimmy Buffett, a man who taught countless others how to howl at the moon. Thanks to popular demand from me, we now try to stump the older old dog, our version of the fun side of elder abuse. Being the younger old dog, I get to stump the older old dog, Jim Conlon.
I'm ready.
Jim?
Do your worst.
Our topic today is facts about pirates.
Oh, I know everything about pirates.
Oh, good. Well, the format is true or false statements, and here we go. Question 1. Because the salt air irritates the throat, pirates frequently had husky voices, like the actor Robert Newton when he portrayed Long John Silver. Aye, Jim Hawkins. True or false?
Well, that's false. Nobody knows what a pirate sounded like.
Okay, that was slow pitch. That was easy.
Yeah.
Question 2. Pirates usually drew up treasure maps because they traveled widely and couldn't rely on their memory. True or false?
True.
False. The reason being, pirates were not savers. They spent it as soon as they stole it. And the technology of drawing maps was not that good in that day. Question 3. The skull and crossbones flag wasn't a creation of Hollywood. It was actually flown by pirates. True or false?
False.
True. Question 4.
I'm just trying to make you feel good, Paul.
I thought this was like an easy topic, okay?
Nah.
Question 4. It was rare to find a pirate with a wooden leg.
Well,
true or false?
True.
True. You got one, finally. Question five. It was likely that you would find parrots on a pirate ship. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
And you got that one right, too. And it was because parrots didn't eat much, were easy to take care of, and were quite amusing because they would duplicate your voice. Okay. You might consider a parrot in your life, Jim.
I thought I had you, Paul.
And the score is 3 right, 2 wrong. I would say you need to read up on pirates lore.
I don't know. I'll take the 3 right. I'll see your 3 right and raise you 2.
Oh, okay.
The website Big Think features an article titled Life Events Most Likely to Change Your Personality, which is another way to say events that can change your life.
And here's the list. Entering a new relationship, marriage, birth of a child, separation, divorce, widowhood, graduation, first job, and finally retirement. As you can see, the list spans your whole lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Well, this started us thinking about making a list of life-changing events for seniors. Here's the list we came up with.
Retirement from a long-term job. Death of a spouse. Moving to a retirement home or moving in with children. Experiencing a long-term illness. Losing mobility. And dealing with inflation on a fixed budget.
The point is that folks our age go through more life-changing events in a shorter span of time than younger people. And there are resources to help us through these challenges, starting, of course, with friends and family.
So we'd like to hear your thoughts on the subject. You probably had your own life-changing experiences. Share them with us. You can always contact us at our website, www.olddogspodcast.com.
Savannah Menzel, known to many as Paul Menzel's daughter, and to others simply as Savannah Menzel, is newly graduated from a top-tier art school, where she studied many aspects of contemporary techniques in anime production. She knows a lot about how to use social media to attract people to her work, especially people who might want to hire her. If you're one of them, please pay close attention.
Our guest today is somebody that I know fairly well. It's Savannah Menzel, a young lady of 23 who just graduated from college and is using social networking, number one, to find jobs, and number two, just to publicize herself personally. And so Jim and I thought, hey, maybe we can get some free advice about how we could use social networking to make us more attractive and popular. Explain to us how young people today apply for jobs using the internet and social networking.
Yeah, it's LinkedIn. Everyone uses LinkedIn. There's a bunch of other services people talk about, but honestly, it's all about the people you know, especially in the art world. So everybody, like, I really feel like art college, thanks for paying for it, Dad, but it was mainly for connections and getting to know people, because that's what it's all about.
You want to know something? In our day, Jim and I, when we were young people looking for a job, we bought a newspaper, and you looked into the Help Wanted ads.
Yes, Help Wanted.
Yes.
And would you call somebody?
Yes, you'd have to call and set up an interview, and sometimes they would put you off on the phone, but, you know, you got your fingers full of ink and broke your heart several times.
So you would call, you'd be like, oh, I saw this ad in the paper, and then they'd be like, no, don't call back. Like, how would they turn you down?
Well, that job is filled. Some qualifications. Oh. You know, like if it's something for a doctor, they would say, and are you a qualified doctor? And I would say, well, no, but I have an English major, a BA, and click.
So, you know, nowadays it's like everything's AI. So you put your resume through the system, and immediately if it can't read it, already like you're nixed, which is crazy.
Well, you're saying employers use artificial intelligence to grade your resume?
Already people are using AI to read resumes, because I guess there's so many applications, especially in the art world. There's so many applications that people are like, similar to like the phone call immediately. If there's like, if it doesn't read, or if there's something on there that just does immediately disqualifies you, you're cut, like via AI. So not, sometimes even humans don't look at it, which is crazy.
Wow.
But you know, it seems to me, Savannah, that under these circumstances, why don't you just eliminate the middleman or middlewoman and just have AI hire AI?
No, honestly, it's getting there. It's really getting there.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who has AI can do art, can't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. There's a huge thing happening in the art community right now with AI, where it's like majority of artists are incredibly anti-AI software completely.
Sure.
But I don't know if you've seen a lot of the art AI programs, but they used other previous existing art mm-hmm. to train it mm-hmm. to create new art.
Yeah.
So it's like using the artist's work against them. And so a lot of those artists are coming out and protesting it.
There's another avenue that you're using. You're not, in addition to directly applying to employers for work, you're also trying to build up a following online. Tell us how that's working, or what you're doing.
Well, it's building a following is hard. Like, you have to provide a service to people, and that being like good content, particularly fan art. That's what people really like. People really eat that up. When you're part of a fandom.
All right, stop for a second. What's
fan art? Yeah. Okay, so it's like it's like for specific media you consume, like TV shows. Like, you know Breaking Bad, Dad? Like Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. There's a huge fandom for that. And so a lot of people will make art catered for the fans. And people love it. That's what people like and want to follow you for. Because if you're just posting personal art, it doesn't really matter how good it is. You'll find that people are looking for what they can get from you.
And where do you post this?
Honestly, the biggest platforms to post right now, TikTok. And for art, Instagram. Because everything's turning into short-form video content. Even Instagram, everything. So short-form videos are what everyone is consuming. Everyone loves it. So like, the most traction I've gotten with my art that I've posted has been on TikTok. The best you can do is keep posting and wishing for the best. And a lot of times it catches on. Sometimes it doesn't. So you just have to try to follow the formula of how to post a TikTok, how to post on Instagram, and hope for the best.
What about the possibility of doing something public that attracts attention, like, you know, you go down to City Hall and
start have like a panic attack, like scream or do something.
Right.
You
have to paint yourself blue or something mm-hmm. before you do that, right?
Yeah, run around naked. Yeah. Okay. So I think a lot of people on TikTok do that, where they make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's a lot of it garners a negative reaction. And a negative reaction, frankly, gets you most a lot of views. People love hate watching stuff. They love it. They love to be haters. Everybody's a hater online. Everyone's a hater. It's like kind of part of the online culture.
Savannah has a lot of friends that are in the arts, and are they all using social media to advance their careers?
It really depends on the art they're pursuing. But they have to get their art out there so that when people ask, oh, can I see your work? They can pull it out. Whether it be like a website, or like the most consumable way to view art nowadays is via like online presence, Instagram, TikTok. So you can just go, oh, follow me on TikTok. My username is blah. It's so much easier than go to my website at blahblahblahblahblah.com. Mm-hmm. But either way, that's a more, it depends on how you want to be presented. There's a more professional, like, oh, my website is savannahmenzel.com versus like, oh, check out my TikToks. I post on there but employers want to see both sides.
Hmm.
Well, you know, Jim and I have had lengthy discussions about how to use social networking for our podcast. So why don't we tell you what we're doing and you can judge it if you would like.
You can laugh.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, what we're trying to do is to reach, obviously, an older segment of the population. And as you conceded yourself, people who are of that age tend to gravitate to Facebook rather than to Snapchat or to any of the other social media outlets. But these people are generally less technically inclined. So we have, on the one hand, a desire to advertise on Facebook for people to watch or listen to our podcast, but we're not exactly sure that they know about podcasts yet. Imagine that a large percentage do, but also a large percentage don't. And so we're sort of in the quandary of finding out how we can educate these people. And we don't think we can educate them on Facebook, for example. Now, TikTok, I don't know if people our age watch TikTok. But it seems to me that even on TikTok, since the videos are so short, right? The whole idea is a very short form video, that it wouldn't be long enough to educate a person on how to listen to a podcast.
I think a market that's untapped for you guys potentially is like the grandchildren of your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like, they're the ones who can teach their grandparents how to access it.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's like, if you market your podcast, like, y'all show this to your grandparents.
And maybe you'll be in the will. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
A couple of old geezers get the attention of kids your age and younger on TikTok? What antics do we have to perform? Do I have to paint myself? Does Paul have to?
They would probably love that, actually.
Yeah.
Just like
they love silly old people.
They do love silly old people. So as long as there's self-awareness involved, like, people will eat it up.
Hmm.
Well, we didn't give you the full picture of what we're doing because we've got a program here. Okay.
Oh, my bad.
We're doing some advertising on Facebook. We're about to start a Facebook group dealing with senior interests and humor. We are on YouTube with some shorter videos of 4 to 5 minutes of Jim and I rambling on different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reaching out. Don't know if we've caught anybody yet, but yeah.
If I'm being honest, you probably have more luck on TikTok with the short form content. Make them quippy and fun, you know? Make them your personal bounce backy dialogue, the videos that y'all make together, you know? People love it. People eat that up. I will say there are podcasts that have gone viral on TikTok. But what something that I think keep in mind, if you're going to get on TikTok, be warned. There will be haters.
Haters.
People will be mean online. That's just part of it.
Well, so what?
Hey, we'll take mean rather than nothing.
Like what you've been hearing? How about sharing the joy with your friends? We can always use more listeners. There are more episodes on the way, so stay tuned and keep howling at the moon.